was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Freen is our technical director. It's 12:30, time for AM 580 News. Here with our report, Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The funds restored last week to Illinois' budget apparently weren't enough to save most state parks. Well, it appears Kickapoo State Park near Danville will remain open beyond this month. Seven others, including Weldon Springs in Clinton and Wolf Creek near Mattoon, are still slated to shut down, according to Illinois' Department of Natural Resources. That news is being met with skepticism by Kelly Bland. She operated a horse stable at Wolf Creek this past year. She says it makes no sense to close one of the facilities that made the most money from concessions and was not a drain on the state economically.
At Wolf Creek, we've always had one of those rubber counters, you know, as you drive through, it clicks you, so you know how many people are coming through. And did the governor look at any of those? Did he look at any counts? Did he look at any numbers at all? And with the decisions that he's made, there's no way the governor looked at any figures.
Bland says those decisions were based entirely on politics, although Illinois' Department of Natural Resources says the governor wanted to keep one park open in each region of the state. Bland is in the first year of a 5-year contract to provide horseback riding at Wolf Creek. As far as her future goes, she'll go to Springfield in January and show proof to lawmakers about attendance numbers with hopes of reopening the park. Bland says she'll be out thousands in capital investment that she poured into the Wolf Creek facility herself. AFSCME union spokesman Anders Lindahl says it's frustrating that 7 of 11 state parks would close when they were a large part of why lawmakers approved a series of fund sweeps in October. Illinois lawmakers have voted to extend a tax on Illinois' top-earning casinos as a way to boost the struggling horse racing industry. Sean Crawford has that story.
The Illinois Supreme Court says requiring the most profitable riverboats to give a share of their proceeds to horse tracks is legal. Even so, the casinos argue it's unfair. In essence, they're being forced to help a gambling competitor. Amid claims it will hurt the casino's bottom line and possibly lead to job cuts, Rushville Democratic Senator John Sullivan points out the fee is nothing new.
The casinos have been paying this impact fee for the last 2 years. There have not been any layoffs.
But Alton Democratic Senator Bill Haynes says the gaming landscape in Illinois is different today, and for various reasons, casinos are bringing in less.
On what is now not a rising tide, which carries all boats, but a declining tide, which may sink and ground some of these boats.
However, supporters of horse racing say without the nearly $30 million a year in assistance, those who raise and race horses could go out of business, and that would be detrimental to the state's economy. Lawmakers have sent the legislation to the governor's desk. I'm Sean Crawford.
Two Illinois Republicans say they have an array of ideas for digging the economy out of its crisis, ranging from cutting down on lawsuits to slashing the capital gains tax. Congressman Mark Kirk and Peter Roskam presented their proposals at a hearing today where members of the business community also weighed in on the nation's economic woes. The two lawmakers say they hope majority Democrats who have been cool to such ideas in the past will give at least their ideas a once-over. Kirk adds that when there is a unique peril, then there are no Republicans or Democrats, only Americans. Sangamon County Sheriff Neil Williamson is asking police chiefs across the county to help reduce jail overcrowding by not locking up people accused of some minor offenses. Williamson says he has already instructed his deputies to issue notices to appear in court for some minor charges, and he plans to discuss the plan with area police chiefs at their next meeting December 3rd. Offenses qualifying for notices to appear could include minor disorderly conduct, trespassing, retail theft, or driving on a suspended license. Springfield Police Chief Ralph Caldwell says he's willing to look at the proposal and he wants to hear what other chiefs have to say during the meeting. Between 50% and 60% of the people in the county jail are arrested by Springfield Police. Indiana officials are trying to make it easier for welfare recipients to apply for and keep food stamps and other benefits. Beginning in January, the state will simplify its paper and online application forms. The paper application will be cut from 16 pages to 6 pages, and the online application will be simplified. Indiana's Family and Social Services Administration also is going to eliminate eligibility interviews for those who apply for benefits other than food stamps. Food stamp recipients will only have to go through one interview per year instead of two to keep their benefits, and they'll only have to complete a six-question form. The changes also mean that elderly and disabled food stamp recipients will have to go through an interview only once every 2 years. An arm bone from the United States' first Roman Catholic saint has been moved to a new temporary home in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood. Parishioners at the Shrine of Our Lady of Pompeii gathered yesterday to welcome the relic of Mother Frances Xavier Cabrini, an Italian-born nun who ministered to the poor and sick in Chicago. Mother Cabrini started dozens of hospitals, schools, and orphanages throughout the country. In Chicago, she founded the now-shuttered Columbus Hospital, where she died in 1917. While Mother Cabrini's heart is kept in Italy, and there are dozens of other relics worldwide, the humerus bone is Chicago's most significant. The relic was displaced about a year ago from a shrine on the property of Columbus Hospital, which is being renovated into a condominium complex. Our next report is at 2:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL programs are made possible with support from the Art Mart in Lincoln Square, Urbana. The Art Mart offers unique items for the home.